The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams parted the loggers and the cowboys. No crossfire. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road.
It's a logger's heavy load.
In your soul.
Doesn't it?
It does.
I think it does. It does settle in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
What a great song, huh?
Great song. Great Patriots to put that song together and perform it all over. Doing a stellar job. Good morning, Jefferson. This is Jefferson's State of Mind. My name is Wynn Carpenter. I'm here with my buddy, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Wynn. How you doing?
Good. And Jared's here at the controls to keep us out of trouble and not breaking the law and all that kind of stuff. We'll see if we can challenge him today.
Yeah, well, I know my eyesight's not getting any better, but when I walked in and saw a beard, I knew it wasn't Ashley.
Amen, brother, amen. So what do we got going? First of all, for tomorrow night, Monday night.
Well, tomorrow night at 5:30, we have our Jefferson meeting.
We do?
Yes, we do. And we'll be discussing it. And this is at 2570 South Bonneview Road. Now, South Bonneview Road at 2570, there is a church.
Yes, an unnamed church.
Yes. Yes, it's a church right there on the right-hand side, and that's where we meet. It's right directly across, just about across from the fire station, isn't it? Right
there. Down just a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Yeah. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Mark Muser coming in, and he is running for Secretary of State.
That's right.
And he got in there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and he's so a patriot.
He is. And he is starting his, he's actually doing a 5,000-mile bike trip.
Yes.
He's visiting all 58 counties. In fact, today he is pedaling up from, I guess it would be Lake County, pedaling up the road. He's pedaling up 101 and pedaling across and over to Trinity County. So he'll be in Trinity County tonight, from what I understand.
From Lake County to Trinity County?
I think so.
That's more than 58 miles.
Yeah, it is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is actually, it's 58 counties.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
58
gotcha.
Counties. But okay. I don't know how many miles he goes in a day. I mean, I would think, well, how quick do you go? Maybe 20 miles an hour?
I drive much faster than I ride a bike.
Yeah, I hear you. Maybe we have a mathematician out there that can give us, you know, I'm not sure where he's actually.
Where he's starting today.
Yeah, he might be starting in Humble and then coming across 299. That would probably make more sense.
Yeah, so he'd be on a high, so he could just kind of come down into
the Trinity. He could just sort of trip on down. Plus, it would be nice and cool.
Yeah.
Wait till he gets here tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to melt.
Yeah.
There's not much to him. He's really going to melt.
Well, yeah, he's a thin guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, he'll be speaking tomorrow night. We're excited about that. And we will be talking more about what's going on with the court case. We've talked a lot about the writ of mandamus that we have filed with the Supreme Court.
Yes.
There's a couple of videos on there. There was a video done by Dave Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Great young guy. Yep. Did a nice job on it. Dave, hats off to you, buddy. It was a really good job on that. Went through it about three or four times. He made sure he got everything right. And it's about 6 minutes, five, 6 minutes,
something like that.
And it's really good. And it's on Facebook. And so go on there and hear the message there. We also had a business expo
Yes, we did.
We did in El Dorado County, and what a great turnout that was. What a great group they have of people.
And
oh
they had
gosh.
People from different counties that came to check it out.
Amazing.
It was awesome to see that.
Oh, the food was great. The tamales were delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dogs, the potato salad, it was just a blast. And I won some A's tickets.
Yes, you did.
I did, and a program.
You won two more tickets than you thought.
I did. I thought it was only two, but it was nice because my daughter and son-in-law like the A's, and they live right near there, and so we're going to take them.
That's good.
It's going to be really fun. But, I do like baseball. I have to have my I've always told the kids the only thing I want when everything goes and the mine's gone is a barrel of M&Ms, your mother, and a TV with baseball on it. I'm a simple guy. That's it. That's all I want. You know, Oreo cookies in a pinch, but, you know, hey, barrel of M&Ms, I'm in, man. I know Kemosabe is, too. That's like his favorite thing to eat is M&Ms. And, we used to ride back when we traveled all these different counties. And on the way back, the one thing we'd do, it would be late at night, and we'd stop. Well, not that late, but, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And we'd stop, and we'd always get a milkshake and French fries. Now, both our wives would scold us on the cholesterol content of all that.
Yep.
But, sometimes you just don't care.
You don't care. Yeah. You'll take the scolding.
Absolutely. So, Wynn, what you got there? Looks like you've got the messenger. And,
I do have
some
the messenger.
Good stuff.
Yeah, the messenger's got some really good stuff in it. These gals that put this together, I just cannot thank them enough. They do a stellar job, and they put out pertinent information, and it comes out every 2 weeks. It comes out the Saturday before the Sunday when we have our conference calls. So there's always something going on that second or fourth Sunday, Saturday and Sunday of each month. So the messenger always has some really good stuff. So I want to encourage everybody to go to soj51.org and get in there and find the messenger. You can find it. It's easy. Just get it to soj51.org. I'm not going to tell you all the steps because then that would be too simple. You need to navigate through the system and find it. And all the past messengers are listed on there, so you can read all the information that's been shared by these folks of what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're doing it. And this last one is about the California budget, which truly does not exist, but it talks about the California budget. And it's just like one catastrophe after another. And there are four catastrophes listed, and they're all spelled out very well on what they are, what they're going to do, and who's going to take it in the shorts. Oh, that would be us. So guess what? Everybody, please go there, read it. Yeah, and you can print them out and read it if that makes it easier for you. I always do that because I like to have stuff like that I can read right in front of me instead of reading it on the computer screen. But it's really good information, and I want to thank those ladies, Jenny, Terry, Diana, and Penny for putting that all together for us. They keep it together, and they're making it happen for us. So thank you, ladies. Truly appreciate it.
Yeah, Penny has been really a breath of fresh air to help out. Bob Olsinger, another guy that's helped us out here on the radio, another young man, Dave Johnson, and his wife, Edith, just a really cute young couple. He's been amazing, cute little boys. I mean, just, really people that are moving on here, Mike Murray, in Placer County. A lot of young folks, of course, we've always got to mention Garrett Hall.
Yes, Garrett.
Better known as Grasshopper.
Mr. IT.
Yeah, Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
And, these guys have been just wonderful. It's nice to see that that people are actually rising up and getting some things done. And what I want to do is go off to an early break here. And the reason I do is when I come back, I'm hoping Terry Giardi
will give us
Mama
a call.
Jefferson.
Give us a call
give
and
us
give us an update.
Yes, I want an update on what happened in El Dorado County. And the other thing I wanted to talk to her about is this pack that Travis Allen has put together. And maybe we can chit-chat about that after the break.
That would be good.
It is good. And just remember about Jefferson. Remember this thing.
Yes.
This is not the end.
Yes.
This is not the beginning of the end.
Yes.
But perhaps it's the end of the beginning.
Amen.
Time has come.
We're 51.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it could be. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. right. And even now I sit and wonder why. But when I think of you, I start to cry. I just can't waste my time, I must keep trying.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You know, in listening to this song, Sally's going to laugh when I say this, but I can remember that movie. In fact, I had those shoes, you know. I had those pants. Oh. I had the hairdo. I had the open shirt.
With a gold chain.
Oh, yeah. And Sally had the mini skirt, you know. And, boy, it was, I'll tell you what, there's a picture of me in that, which I've tried to get away, but Sally has it locked away someplace where she shows it to people and laughs at me. The pants were plaid. But the shoes, I don't know, I mean, the heels on those shoes, it was like, you know, it made you like 7'4", you know. But anyway.
Good way to roll an ankle.
I know, I digress. I'm sorry, guys. This is Jefferson's State of Mind.
I'm going to go have a drink now.
Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, and Jared keeping us straight here with hovering over the button. And talking about the button, Terry G., how are you, my dear?
Good morning,
Good
Terry.
Good morning.
How are you?
I love my lean-in song being the Bee Gees also.
That's your walk-on great, song, huh?
Great memories, great fun.
Yeah. Well, we had a business expo in El Dorado County. You want to tell us about that? It was wonderful. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did. It was last Tuesday, and we don't have a really clear estimate about how many attended, but I'm thinking around 150, 200. We had booths outside and inside. Excuse me. We had games of chance and dessert auctions. Everybody walked away with some great prizes. We had a silent auction, and a live auction by a fun auctioneer that's one of our El Dorado County residents. And it was just a great event. We weren't sure how many people were going to get what we were doing. This was the first time. But the business people in El Dorado County really came through for us, and we recognized just how much business support we really have. I would recommend that any of the counties start working with the business program we have with the brochures. I have the information. And we ended up with, we have about 70 businesses that donated prizes or set up booths and are also our sponsors on our K-High radio show on Sunday. We took in a little over $8,000 for the event, and a portion of that, the proceeds, will be going to the legal fund. And we thank both of you for coming down. People were excited to have you as well and to hear more about the court case. And it's I'm so pleased and so proud of the team we have in El Dorado County. Mm-hmm. We can't do these things without having a slew of people that pitch in and put this all together. And Sharon Durst in our county was the one that came up with this idea. And part of the process we have is we have an actual business walk committee, we call it. And we were meeting once or twice a month coordinating all this. So I hope you guys, I think you had a good time.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, man, it was a blast.
Yeah. And one of the things we did in coordination with this is we had a donor here in El Dorado County that offered to match up to $10,000 for the legal fund. And a 501c3 through Pecan, which is tax deductible. We don't have the numbers on that yet because we allowed some people to, at the last minute, they were mailing checks in, and the deadline was the 10th. But we said any that came in after the 10th, we would include in the match. And I know on Friday we had 16 checks arrive.
Wow.
And Wynn brought down money that had been mailed up there to Palo Cedro. So we think we're going to have, we're pretty sure, around 30,000.
Holy
and probably
moly.
More
hey,
that will go to the legal fund.
Hey, Terry, I have some more checks. And I also received a phone call the next morning to do a credit card, so I ran the credit card too. So,
okay, great.
So we have more money.
Okay, I'll talk to you about that later.
Sure.
And get those totals. Yeah. So we've had a lot of interest in what happened. We had business people even calling me that day who wanted to set up booths. We had two show up who pleaded with us to allow them to set up. So, and those were, one was from Sacramento. So, the name of Jefferson is spreading.
Well, you guys did a stellar job there. It was so much fun. And even though it was a hot day outside, the inside the building wasn't too bad. It was a little warm outside, but
no,
it wasn't bad inside.
In fact, I never got outside. I don't even know how all that looked
outside. You didn't even get away from
that
table.
You didn't get away from that table. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you were a busy girl.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, I encourage all the other counties to think about doing something similar to this, but definitely reach out to those business people.
And you guys did a... You kept it simple. You just kept it simple, and what you guys did, the way you laid out the building, and the way people, you know, put their stuff out, put their wares out in the program and everything else, it was just, you kept it simple. You didn't complicate things, and it was nice to see that, and the flow and everything else, and people were able to just kind of go in and visit and walk around, check things out, and just have dialogue about Jefferson in general, and you know, get the support. And then also the presentation at the end, you know, Terry was talking about the court case, you know, the writ of mandamus, just to get everybody up to speed. That was really good. The whole thing was a good event.
I appreciate that analysis, that critique, because I'll tell you, leading up to that a couple of days before, we didn't know if it would be chaos or what.
Oh, it was magnificent. When you stop and think about, what was it, 4 o'clock on a Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Afternoon, I mean, it was
hotter
just...
hotter than you know what.
Yes, yes, it was. And there were a lot of people there. It was just, it was great. I mean, it was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed our time there. We stayed overnight and leisurely came home the next day, came up with some good ideas, discussed our own possible event, and we'll get with Chris Kellstrom and try to duplicate that. But you did get a call from Becky Bowen, our great leader down there in Sutter and Yuba.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Becky's been a doll. She's just been great. Yeah. And she also won the trip, didn't she?
Yes,
for
right. Yeah, she won a 4-day, three-night getaway.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to take one of the locations that are out of state.
And she said it's
decided that she wanted to get out of California for a little bit.
Well, she said
definitely needed vacation, so she was really pleased. Actually, she won the bid on 2 items.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have people too that won, you know, multiple bids and prizes. Everybody walked away happy. It seemed.
Oh man, it was great, and not only that, but I'm lobbying because. Becky's saying that she has 2 extra places, so
oh.
I'm lobbying for Sally and I. You know, hey, Becky, if you're in this program, we love you, honey. we love you on vacation.
Now she has all kinds of friends.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
but,
right.
No,
right.
All kidding aside, though. She,
anyway, and Becky,
yes.
She called me
right.
Before the event.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, it was just after mm-hmm. the other day she called. And they just started doing the business program, and I think she said they had four or so businesses that wanted Jefferson signs.
Okay.
Because in the program, we have these smaller signs that are on a heavy cardstock, and those are signs that say we support the state of Jefferson that can be put right in the business owner's window. And she was surprised again at the reception they got from so many business owners. So
well, good.
They're very excited to, you know, start pursuing this. And a couple of the other counties now have asked for us to ship them the business brochures.
Yeah, and one of the businesses that we stopped by in your county on our way out,
yes.
They Sally went in to talk to them, and they already have a sign up, but they want a much bigger sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys are making that connection, which is great, and it's visible from the freeway, which was awesome.
Yeah. Well, in fact, and I'm still waiting to hear from him. I have a call in to him back, is that he they're having a big anniversary celebration.
Yes.
This is Churchill's Hardware.
Yes.
On Saturday, and they want to know if we want to set up a booth there.
There you go.
So, I sat next to one of their employees on the bus down to the Capitol last year.
Oh, okay.
So they are devoted Jefferson fans for sure.
Awesome. That's great. And every time Terry and Sally and I go traveling, it's like, you know, slug bug. It's like, okay, who can spot the Jefferson sign first? And, of course, Sally's got the radar. She smells them before we've been going around a corner.
Yeah.
She knows where they are. It's fun to watch. If there's one, there's one. It's cool to see that all the support that, you know, that Jefferson has by, you know, the property owners or whatever, or business owners, they have signs out, and it's wonderful to see.
Right, right. So, we'll have some new figures for you soon on the other.
Yeah, Terry, we have Mary on the other line. I want to go to her, but I'd like you to stay on. Can you stay on with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. Mary, how are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you guys? Hello, State of Jefferson.
Amen.
What I'd like to know is, I haven't been listening, so I'm not sure you mentioned this in a prior broadcast. Have you done anything about the November ballot things? Are we renting billboards or something to tell people not to vote for that three-way split?
Well, we can't afford the billboards, number one. But we are telling people, you know, that it's a no-go on that because it doesn't do us – actually, it does us more harm than good.
We've done a lot of short videos that Mark has put out, and he'll be doing more. But we did a lot of short
– what about standing on the corner? I'm ready to – to team up with Sally. She usually does that good standing on the corner thing.
Oh, I'm sure that you can't. Her name is Rally Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure that she's probably jumping up and down. She's talking to the computer right now saying yes.
I think we ought to wait till November. I really think that, or October, I think we ought to get some word out now so they can talk it up at the table.
Well, also, too, you want to do it before when the ballots first come out. The
right.
Absentee ballots, which would be about middle to the latter part of September.
Yep.
So we're going to make sure that, you know, we get the word out right before as all that stuff goes out for sure, because in that way it's fresh in everybody's mind.
Yes, I like that. And I'm not on Facebook anymore. I was one of the ones that decided to bow out. So I don't see the email thing. So I get mine through word of mouth, usually Joetta or the girls or somebody, you know.
Okay.
Well, one thing, you still have an email address, don't you, Mary?
I do.
Okay,
and that's the only way I'm getting your stuff.
Well,
and the Jefferson Messenger, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay,
good.
We'll see. Right. Sally, I'm sure, will figure out something. She's nodding her head. Isn't it neat how I can see what she's doing?
I know we've got to do it now, though. We can't wait. See, it has to be part of the conversation in the house.
Absolutely.
It does.
Drop the bomb.
Yep. It does.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I'm sorry I lagged behind the current events. I got to get on there and read some of the blogs. I'm just so far behind.
Well, get caught up, Mary, will you? Quit lagging.
Yeah, quit lagging. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for what you do. Bye.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, quick question for you.
Yes.
Are you guys going to put something out, do you think, on Messenger regarding the three-state split and, you know, the pro-cons or just the cons?
Well, yes, we will, and kind of like you said, people right now are kind of in had to take a short break after the primary,
right,
and kind of take a deep breath with even our candidates, we're finding.
Yes.
So we will get it out there. And Terry, I don't know if Mary is listening to the show, but we need to tell her what happened with the Sacramento Bee news article.
Oh, why don't you let us know?
Well, yeah, the what happened, Mary, if you're still listening or anybody, the Sacramento News did go ahead and go to us on this issue, and it actually said that nobody really wanted it. The Democrats didn't want it. The Republicans didn't want it. And I think the headline read something to the nature of that the Democrats and Republicans agree. And then the last part of it was Mark Baird of the state of Jefferson. They're calling us the state of Jefferson. It's about time we start calling ourselves that and really believing it, because the press does that all the time to us. But anyway, Mark said that, of course, we're against it, and, you know, we're against anything but the right to have representation. The only way we can do that, the only possible way we can do that to remedy it, is with the state split. There's no way you can add, you know, 16,000 representatives.
Well, keep in mind, too, that whole process that this ballot initiative is going to create is another step that they have to follow us on. They have to go through the exact same protocol that we're doing.
Exactly.
And so we're already a couple of years ahead of them. So get on the bandwagon of Jefferson. We'll get there first. We'll cross the finish line first.
Now, there is a California Supreme Court case, which some folks have brought against this three-state split, saying that, you know, it's basically unconstitutional and blah, 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 blah. Well, the deal is, it's pretty much you can put whatever you want on the ballot for an initiative.
Right. Yeah.
The other part of that is that there is, in Article 18, Section 4 of the California Constitution, it does state that an amendment can be done to the Constitution of California if the electorate passes an initiative to that effect.
Right.
But again, then you still have to go through the amendment process.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but it's interesting to see that nobody's really for this. Kind of funny. But
they still have to go through Congress as well.
But, Terry, we're gonna go off to a break here. But before we do, I'd like you to stay on, because have you looked back at the Take Back California PAC that Travis Allen has put up?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I want to get your thoughts on a few things there. So would you mind holding on with us?
No, I'm good.
Fantastic. Okay, are you getting your other cup of coffee?
it's going down.
Yeah, that girl. All righty. So, my friend, time has come.
For 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Nothing yet.
Nada.
All right, Terry, you with us, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Okay, right. Take Back California is a pack that Travis Allen's putting together. That he's been talking about all this news, and he has a big announcement. Well, that was it. I kind of read through it, and I wanted to read off quickly the points that he uses as talking points for this pack, and then kind of get your reaction on some of this, Terry.
Okay.
Let's see. Fight for California to hold meetings. Okay. Leadership teams in every county. Okay. Regional teams in 8 regions. That's number 3. I want to come back to that in a little bit. 4. Training online to build a rapid deployment force. 5. Motivational speakers, breakout sessions, action agendas. 6. Help individuals getting involved in their central committees. 7. providing fundraising opportunities. 8, building, I'm a little perplexed on. We will be building leadership teams to fight for our cause throughout California. I think that, you know, his heart's in the right place and all that good stuff, interested, but I didn't hear anything really of substance there. Do you have anything that you've read there, and what's your thought process on that?
Well, I was kind of surprised when the first he made the first announcement, and of course, you know, recently what you read is more detailed. And to be quite honest with you, I'm a little resentful, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I don't see anywhere where he's coming out and saying we have to get on board and we have to support Dave Cox for governor, for Mark Mueser, Secretary of State, Steve Bailey, Attorney General, and the other those running for state office, and overall those in our counties, it's our district congressmen, et cetera, et cetera. But the other thing is that I, right now, in the last couple of weeks, I mean, our Republican Central Committee, which I'm a member, had already been laying out our strategy, but more important, the money we need in our county for a campaign headquarters. And our budget's a little low. So to me, he's pulling money away from the various county central committees for their particular effort. And I don't see him that he's going to open a headquarters in 58 counties, et cetera, et cetera. We already have a good effort. And I think he's, I just don't get it. Because I already know the effort here that we're going to do. I did find an office location, finally, and typically I'm contracted by our Republican Party to manage the headquarters. I started in 2004 with the Bush campaign. So I really don't need Travis's help.
Well, you know,
I want him out there banging the drums to get the vote out. Just
right.
as an assemblyman, and
right.
and to really hype up about our great candidates we have for the various offices.
Well, I've got a thought that I want to talk to you about in a second on item number 3, but also he has put together what he calls his leadership team, and you can scroll down, and there's about there's a whole bunch of different titles of people that he's going to need for something. I'll read that in just a second, but we do have Gene on the line, and in keeping with the policy of not leaving someone there, Gene, do you have something real quick, and is it pertinent to what we're talking about? Gene?
Good morning, Gene.
Gene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted just to say that maybe it would be a great idea to encourage everyone to come Monday night, and we could get a thank you card for our wonderful president for pardoning the Hammonds.
Yes, that's a great idea.
And either that or encourage everyone to send their own private thank you cards.
Well, that's a great idea, Gene. Absolutely wonderful idea, hon. And tomorrow night we'll talk about that. If I forget to announce that, just grab the mic from me and announce it, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Gene.
Bye.
Anyway, Terry, some of the positions that he has, you can scroll on there if you want to volunteer. He has a city precinct leader. He has a neighborhood leader. He has a county captain. A county, it looks like, collateral manager.
I think that's
for signs. That's for signs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
County data manager, and that person adds and deletes members. He has to sign she has to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and they have to secure all data, and then there's a county event coordinator and a Facebook administrator. There's a county media administrator. There's all these different positions you can take, but I guess the only question I have, I mean, I'm not saying that any effort isn't good. It's just that
right,
there's
right.
nothing... it doesn't say anything other than the fact when you look at number three and he talks about the regional team in eight regions. Well, what does that smack of? That smacks of the eight regions that James Gallagher, who was a supporter of Travis Allen's little plan of dividing California into eight regions.
Right.
And each one of those regions get five senators. The only problem with that is you still have 40 senators for 40 million people. I mean, all these things, you know, you can have this stuff. You have county captains and you have county neighborhood leaders and all these leaders. But what is it exactly that that they're trying to accomplish? And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. I just was kind of trying to figure out what all this stuff is for.
I really don't get it, and I'm pretty familiar with the campaign he ran for the primary, and my observance in the various counties and ours included was not very effective, and there were some really disappointed volunteers who felt that they were not given the tools to really do the work that they should have been given. I'm just really, I don't know the word, I'm trying not to be negative about this, but I just don't get it. I just think it's a futile effort when you should be working within your own central committees who pretty much, you know, already have a grasp of their county and what to do.
Well, a PAC is a fundraising organism.
That's what I'm leery about, too.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's a
yeah,
PAC.
Yeah, I know.
It's
not, yeah. And I'm sorry, but I'm not very trusting of this effort, and I think it's it is futile.
Well, yeah, that I think, you know, the thing is that when you look at it, like, you know, you fight for California, you hold meetings, you have leadership teams, you have regional teams, you have all these different things, but there's never been one specific goal. It's like what we've done in Jefferson, for example.
Talking about the importance of getting those candidates elected. And as you say, also, we know that, you know, the fair and equal representation is a key to everything to take back California.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the other thing is that, like what we've done in Jefferson is we've coordinated with the counties, and I think we have nine now.
Right.
In Jefferson on having the boards of supervisors in those specific counties sign a non-sanctuary resolution to where they are not going to be subject to the illegal law, SB 54. So, you know, to be non-sanctuary. And then we have one going now with the Second Amendment. We have the same thing going on with that, to where we want to be a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. Now, some people have had the trouble with the word sanctuary. Well, there's no problem with the word sanctuary. It just means a safe place. That means we can have the Second Amendment. And we can't let the left keep trying to take our words from us. I mean, well, sanctuary doesn't sound good. Well, that's silly. Sanctuary is a word meaning safe place, you know, where you can be harbored from. So we want our Second Amendment protected. So, of course, we want to be a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. We want to protect it in what it says. But my whole thing with this is in studying this and trying to figure out what it is that Mr. Allen wants.
What's the goal?
There's nothing there. It's just we're going to form this group and this group and this group and this group and this group, and then we're going to raise money. We're going to form this group, and then we'll raise some more money, and then we're going to raise some more money.
And
they say raise some more
money.
Yeah, well, I mean, but what's the goal? That's all.
Yeah, are you using the money to buy campaign collateral?
I don't know.
To the extent you did, particularly about the regions.
Right, right.
And anybody that uses that R word, I'm very leery about.
Well, you're right, because there's really nothing else you can say about a region except it's a region. So, but it kind of smacked of the James Gallagher proposal. And you know, I'm not saying that this is a good thing or a bad thing that Mr. Allen's doing. I'm not saying that. I just... I just look for something of substance. If I want to get into something, and what's your goal? I mean,
right,
we know what
right.
our goal is. It's state split. It's representation. We're in a court case.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
And I think, you know, he would have done himself more good to contact directly the various county committees that are already in existence and probably already gearing up for the November election. And there's been no contact, you know, to anybody. And I would have started there. So don't underestimate and disrespect efforts that are already underway and committees that are already in place. Work with them.
Well, yeah, and again, what's the goal? I mean,
right.
other
and
than creating layers.
We know what our goal is.
Yeah. Anyway, we have Roberta on the other line, and she has a question for you, Terry G.
Yes.
Good morning, Roberta.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Terry, in driving down to Roseville and Granite Bay, I'm not seeing any sign, flags, anything on Douglas Boulevard. Do you know if anybody has plans to work that area?
No, I'm in El Dorado County, and I am in Placer County. I know that they don't have the amount of signs in that county that we do. I do know that the Placer County Committee, there's a Sean Spicer is coming to Jefferson University, that's not the right name. I'm sorry. Anyway, and also
that's
James
okay.
D'Souza, and
well,
they are setting
that was just
up.
My question.
They've been
I,
to set up booths.
I didn't realize. I was thinking that Granite Bay was in El Dorado County, but I guess
no, it's Placer County.
It's in Placer.
Well, maybe
right,
what we
right.
can do is,
and you may want to after this show, our K-High State of Jefferson Hour show is on, which is broadcast from Placer County, and you
okay.
may want to call in to the show. It's 885-3565.
885-3565, area code 530. 885-3565, yes.
Right. And Mike Murray and Mark Onifer, who are the co-hosts of that show, are on the Placer County Committee.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
And
great
that,
hearing you.
And that starts at that program starts at 10 o'clock. So,
right.
Great
okay.
question, Roberta.
Really great
just
question,
go on your
Roberta.
Computer.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that'd be a good question for them. They could address that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
their,
you know, that's what
county.
We,
yeah.
you know, we need to do that. We need to, you know, we have a, I know Placer, you know, is fighting a tough battle down there. They've got a board of supervisors who,
on Tuesday.
Oh boy.
On
yeah.
Tuesday, they
so,
drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
We're having a bit of a struggle with the sanctuary state policy here in El Dorado County right now also.
Well, yeah. you know, I've got a thought on that. You know, the thing is that if the sheriff really has the flexibility on that thing, and, of course, when the courts ruled that as long as the state doesn't obstruct ICE, basically
right.
in the short version,
they're not going to stand
they're
in the way.
They're not going to do anything because
yeah.
there's nothing there that says that they have to enforce anything. It's just if you're going to obstruct. Now, of course, there was the issue in Oakland where a certain public official
manager,
warned
yeah.
everybody.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, there is that. But I think that, you know, a lot of the argument I heard, because I did hear quite a bit of the Placer County meeting that they had on the sanctuary county and the possibility of the resolution to not be a sanctuary county, but a lot of it was, you know, the children and, you know, these families are getting separated, and they're really good people. They're wonderful people. And did I say they were good people? Well, nobody has a problem, basically, with the illegal people as much coming over here, other than the fact that the word is illegal. But
breaking
the problem
the law,
is the,
yeah.
is the, yeah, is the criminals. I mean, you know, if you have a criminal's a criminal. I mean, you know.
Legal or not,
you yeah. know. And I, you know, to me, I just get, you know, I am tired of the left and even some people on the right playing on your sympathy about being mean-spirited or something like that. You know, You know what?
They can open their doors and unlock their doors or just leave their doors wide open and see where it goes.
Maybe we ought to do the Mean Mr. Mustard segment.
Yeah. Well, and there was just the story yesterday of an illegal who had been deported 11 times who attacked his wife in front of his three children with a chainsaw.
Well,
right.
Unreal.
So there's those stories every day, and you're right. You know, we're just here. We want the people vetted and go through the process like everybody else did.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Become a citizen.
Absolutely right. And, you know, it's the thing is that it's like, you know, the first thing is that this was done by an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien. Okay, well, the first part about that is illegal. Okay, I mean, okay, well, you know, it's not they don't do all the crimes. No, but they're illegal.
Yeah.
That's a crime right there. I mean, I just, you know, believe me, I get it. I think that, you know, that there has to be a better pathway to, because I do know people who have applied for citizenship and it's taken them forever to get it and they have to fight through it and all the other stuff. And I realize it takes a while and okay, but if they're going through that process and working on that process, then fine and dandy. But we probably do need to streamline that process a little bit more. I mean, we've got red tape for every red tape that has red tape.
Right, right. Well, anyway, we're going to have a very active summer.
We are.
I agree.
A lot of politics, a lot of great Jefferson events, and I'm hoping that we will be part of the bigger effort to get people out to vote. This is one of the most important elections we've had in many years, with the many issues on the ballot, as well as getting out there for our more conservative leaders. We've got to change California.
Well, you know, the thing is that we may never get that opportunity to change California. And I think to a degree, I think guys like Travis and stuff, their heart's all in the right place. But idea is having a mechanism and to be ambiguous, because at this point, the only thing I can see on that pack is they want to raise money. I can't see anything of substance or, you know, and, you know, if somebody's out there, and I know Travis Allen's called into this radio program before. Travis Allen, he and I have talked before. In fact, we talked on an airplane. I would like to have him, you know, maybe chit-chat a little bit more about what exactly he's doing, not just, you know, that we're in a pack and we're raising money to start fighting for California. Oh, okay, well, what does that mean?
What fashion?
Yeah, you know, do we have the flints, and do we have the musket balls, and do we have the hill we're going
to
attack?
Send some money to El Dorado County, because we could, that having a headquarters, believe me, is key to a successful election.
It is.
So I'd like to tap into that pact.
Amen. Well, and also, too, when you were talking about people getting out to vote, hopefully people are educating themselves, you know, not just going and marking the box, marking the appropriate box, and marking the box that truly goes in line with their true family values. And that's what I'm really hoping people will do. It's like, you know, do a little soul searching, figure it out, you know, and do your homework. I mean, vet things. There's so much information out there, and there's so many ways to vet this information, and they can talk to people and talk to people that are in the know about both sides of it, so they can make a good, solid, educated decision on how they're going to vote instead of just marking the box.
Right, right. And, again, that's what's key with headquarters, and I've experienced that, because people do come in, and that's where they also register to vote. So,
right.
Anyway, okay, you guys.
All right, my dear.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Onward and forward.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
And look forward to talking to you soon, and we'll get those figures in on the dollars from the 501c3 match.
Yes, and I will email that to you and Sharon today, so of what I have now.
Okay, great.
So then
thank
hopefully
you.
We'll be as current as we are from this end.
Thank
okay,
you, my dear.
Stay cool up there in Reading.
Yes, you too down there.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank
have
you,
a
my
great
dear.
Day. All right, bye-bye.
When?
Yes, sir.
Time has come.
Perfect.